Good morning, friends and family. Good morning, world. Hey, you got the big guy, Brother Jim, coming to you this Thursday morning, July 28th, 2023. Hey, we are over the hump of the week. We are heading into the home stretch. Saturday, Sunday is almost upon us. So, hey, we are making it. Hope you're having a great week. And if not, well, again, something to look forward to. One more work day after today, and you are there. For all the ones that get that 2 days off, hopefully you're one of those. But again, welcome to Bible Bibs and a Prayer. You got the big guy, Brother Jim, here from Roxford Church, coming to you, wishing you a happy Thursday, and we're going to have some fun this morning. The whole goal of this is to get a smile on your face, get you motivated, get you moving, and hopefully give you a little bit of an encouragement by declaring we here at Roxford Church, we care, we love you. The big guy, Brother Jim, cares and loves about you and loves you. And most of all, God loves you. So let's get started, shall we? All righty. First off, we want to thank you for your support here at Bible Bibs and a Prayer. We have had overwhelming responses. Very pleased, very happy for the support we're getting. So continue to follow us. Hit that like button. And you know what? This is going to keep getting better and better. So again, a special thanks. Thank you. To you, the listener. Okay, our thought of the day comes from my man, Charles Spurgeon. And this is a good one. I've used this one in church before. Listen to the words, and especially you believers out there that care about your family, your friends, the lost. Listen up. If sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped around their knees, imploring them to stay. And if hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our existence. Let not one go unwarned and unprayed for. Amen to that. So basically it's saying we best be grabbing, we best be praying, and we best be loving on the ones we care about the most. Because, hey, at the end of the day, there's a heaven and there is a hell. Alrighty, this week's shout out goes to Two Cute Creations. Now, this little business was established in 2017 by Nicole Bache and Natasha Akers, sisters, kind of double trouble. And if you know their mom, Holly, you know what I'm talking about. Now, they were established in 2017. They offer custom tumblers, drinkware, custom apparel, and gifts. Check them out on Two Cute Creations by Bache Family Farms on Facebook or Instagram. And as I said Monday, guys, especially here's a great opportunity, someone to help you out with birthdays, anniversaries, Christmas, maybe even just because you love them moment. Now, maybe we've messed up. What a great way to say, baby, I'm sorry. Here's a new cup or here's a new t-shirt or whatever they can do for you. But again, these ladies are great at what they do, and give them a try. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. Again, that is Two Cute Creations, Nicole Bache and Natasha Akers. Good people. And again, that is why we do this, to help support our local merchants, our local farmers, our local business owners, because hey, if we don't, who will? It's so easy to get on Amazon or whatever, and I'm not knocking Amazon. But again, if we can help support our local businesses, that is going to make a difference there to keep them going. All right. And if you have someone you would like to give a shout out to, a local merchant, business, or farmer, let us know here at Roxford Church. We'd be more than happy to do a shout out. And again, just to let everybody know, Roxford Church does not get anything. The big guy, Brother Jim, does not get anything from us endorsing. And that's the way we want it. Just trying to help our neighbor and our friend. All right, heading into the humor for this Thursday morning. Now, this is a pretty good one. And, we all have those innocent moments with our children, especially when, they're as innocent can be as can be. And they just kill you with their humor and their innocence. So give a listen. 8-year-old Susie came home from school one day and informed her mother that in class today she had learned how to make babies. Her mother, rather shaken by this development, called the teacher immediately to complain. Now, after listening to the mother complain for a few minutes, the teacher responded, "Did you ask her, little Susie, to explain what she had done. Well, the mother said, no, I didn't. The teacher responded, then ask her how, what she learned, and then call me back. So, the mother went up to little Susie and said, honey, so how do you make babies? Her daughter responded, well, easy, Mom. You drop the Y and add I-E-S. A little innocent there, but how true that is. Amazing how kids can get us going. But I thought that was a pretty good one. So, yeah, again, take a moment, laugh. I hope you laugh, or if not, you think it's corny. Even if it puts one of them smiles on your faces like, Jim, that was horrible, that's all right. God gave us the blessing of laughter, the blessing of joy. And I think so many times all of us could just use a good chuckle, a good laugh to make things a lot better for us. So give it a try, shall you? And if you got any good jokes, send them in to us. Lord knows I need to help.
Alrighty, our devotion of the day for this Thursday, July 28th, comes out of our Daily Bread, which we subscribe to. So there should not be any issues there, but I want to read to you. And this one's called Personal Responsibility. And we're looking at Zephaniah 3:1-8. But the main verse here is Zephaniah 3:7. They were still eager to act corruptly in all they did. Now, getting into this devotion, my friend's eyes revealed what I was feeling, fear. We two teens had behaved poorly, and we were now cowering before the camp director. The man, who knew our dads well, shared lovingly, but pointed that our fathers would be greatly pointed out to these two young men that your father's going to be very disappointed. Now, how many of us in life have unfortunately done that? Disappointed our parents, or we've been disappointed by our own kids. Now, these two kids, they wanted to crawl under the table, feeling the weight of personal responsibility for their offense. Now, God gave Zephaniah a message for the people of Judah that contained potent words about personal responsibilities for sin. After describing the judgments he would bring against Judah's foes, he turned his eyes on his guilty, squirming people. What sorrow awaits rebellious, polluted Jerusalem, God proclaimed. They are still eager to act corruptly. He'd seen the cold hearts of his people, their spiritual apathy, social injustice, and ugly greed. And he was bringing loving, and that's the key word, loving discipline. And it didn't matter if the individuals were leaders, judges, prophets, everyone was guilty before him. The Apostle Paul wrote the following to believers in Jesus who persisted in sin. You are storing up terrible punishment for yourself. God will judge everyone according to what they have done. Now, that one comes from Romans 2:5-6. Check that one out. Can't go wrong with Romans. So in Jesus' power, let live in a way that honors our holy, loving Father and leads to no remorse. So the question is, my friends, why should you, why should I take personal responsibility for your sin and for my sin? How do our wrong choices bring shame to God? If you would think about that for a minute. Now, that's part of the hardest things for a man, and I assume for a woman to do, is to admit that I'm wrong. To admit that I'm a sinner, and that took me a long time to get down on my knees and fess up and say, all right, I am a sinner and I am by far from perfect. And now the thing is, I can proclaim with joy that I am a sinner saved by grace. And guess what? I still mess up. Absolutely. But here's the difference. I keep going. There is a individual strive in me to do better for God, to do better for myself, to do better for my family, for my church family. I think we can all say at times, yeah, we know we've messed up. But it's how you respond to that. All right. Getting to our prayer request. Again, no one is alone in this world. That is a choice you make. That is a choice that you feel if you are alone. And trust me, I've been there myself. So what I'm saying is this. Number one, God loves you. You are not alone. Number two, if anything, and even though I've said before, you and I have not met, I care about you. Now you might be saying, Brother Jim, how is that possible? We've never met. We never talked. It's just, it is what it is. I care. And so does Roxford Church and many other churches across this great country of ours. So if you do not have a church, I encourage you, take that first step. Better yet, before you even start that, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Start that one. Get in church, get involved, because I tell you what, the church is like a hospital. Think about that. And I know a lot of people don't think about that. I need to come to church. I need God, because without him, I can't make it. Now you might say, well, Brother Jim, you're weak. No, I'm not weak. I'm a realist. And when we admit, swallow that humble pride, swallow it, put it away, and see that I need something, that there is something greater in this world. And that's God, the love of Christ. And once you get a taste of it, my friends, wow. You're hooked. You're addicted. So send those prayer requests in. If you need someone prayed for, if you yourself have a request, please. That's what we're here for. And it'll be up here on the board, on the screen, what you need to do. We make it pretty easy for you. Finally, things coming up. I want to do a shout out to our sister church, Broadway Global Church on the south side of New Philly, August 12th. They are having a luau. Now that is on a Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's free. Hey, that's the best thing about it. It's free. And we were there last year helping them out. They put on a great end of summer party. And so bring your kids. You're going to have a great time. Again, that's Saturday, August 12th, down at Broadway Global Church, right down there on the south side of Philly. Pastor Harley, Miss Tammy, would love to have you. And finally, too, every Monday morning here at Roxford Church, we do a call to prayer, 9 a.m. And I know a lot of you can't make it because you're working, but you can send them requests in. I guarantee you they're going to get prayed over. People are looking for so many things in this world. They are. You think about it. What are you looking for? But I tell you what, prayer is so important. Don't be left behind on that. It's something we do very well here, and I don't mean that in a boastful way, but this church is a strong church when it comes to prayer. Send them in. All right, well, that just about does it for this morning, the morning of July 28th, Thursday edition here. And my friends, always remember, and I mean this, you have meaning, you have value, and most of all, you are loved. May God bless you, and may you and I continue to thank God for those blessings. And if we meet again, well then, we will smile. And if not, then this parting was well made. Thank you for joining me this morning here on A Bible, Bibs, and Prayer. This is the big guy, Brother Jim.